He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. Welcome, everybody. We are on episode 163. I appreciate everybody tuning in. As you may or may not know, the Gadget Professor is now heard and viewed in 170 countries around the world, and I have you to thank for that, so thank you very much. So let's get right into it today. We have an interesting show. We have an interesting gadget, and actually, the gadget that I'm going to review, I have never seen or used one before. And I've always been curious. I've seen them at CES, I've seen them at NAB, and we'll take a quick peek on camera two what it is. What is that? Well, you will find out very shortly. Okay, so we are on episode 163. Of course, you can get the Gadget Professor on pretty much any glass surface that's out there. We are available easily on the website. That would be thegadgetprofessor.com. And if you're gonna watch us on thegadgetprofessor.com, you sure want to make positive that you actually scroll down and hit that newsletter button there and put your email address in. What that will do is every Thursday evening we come up with a new show, Arizona time, and as soon as it's posted in your inbox, if you're signed up for the free newsletter, you will get all the show notes. And what the show notes are is a synopsis of everything that we talk about, all the URLs, all the gadgets, everything that we talk about in each episode. You will have hot links to those items and news things, and it's totally free, so definitely sign up for the newsletter. Also, you can watch us on iTunes, iPad, iPod, Android, whatever's out there that has an internet connection, you can catch the Gadget Professor. And we also have our own Roku channel. You can watch the Gadget Professor on Roku, and you can go to the Tech Podcast Network and find us listed in there. And it's nice to watch the Gadget Professor on the big screen. My wife says it's nice to watch the Gadget Professor because she finally turned me off. Anyway, today we are going to talk about a bunch of things. I got a lot of free software for you, but I want to call your attention to our Facebook page. It would be Facebook.com/Gadget Professor. You can write me a note. I post pictures on there. All kinds of crazy stuff going on there. And also, you can follow me on Twitter. Everybody likes Twitter. I am @GadgetProfessor, @GadgetProfessor on Twitter. And if you follow me on Twitter, you'll definitely want to check out my Rebel Mouse page. My Rebel Mouse page basically takes everything that we tweet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As soon as it's tweeted, it actually takes that article, grabs that article, and puts it up on my Rebel Mouse page so you can see everything that's new and current. And if something strikes your fancy, you just click on it and you get everything there is to know about our tweets, which is literally every gadget that comes out there. And last but not least, folks, feel free to email the Gadget Professor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. I do answer all my email. And also, if you have a friend or you have a company and you want to have us review your product, just drop me an email and we'll do the best that we can. And in fact, we have a company today that's been back, I think, two or three times called Aki, and we're going to show you what they have today. So that's kind of cool. So let's get right into it. We always like to start off with who's been hacked or who's going to be hacked. And today, data security compromised. This comes as a shock to me, but I'm not surprised. Google Glass and smart watches are the reason. We can hardly find out the passcode of any other person, even if we were sitting with them. But it is possible if you have the Google Glass or the smart watch. How do you like that? With these glasses and a smart watch, the person can pick up a 4-digit passcode from a distance of 10 feet very easily. And if there's a high-definition camcorder, it will be visible from 150 feet at least. Very interesting. The software catches the fingers, shadows, and even the video is not made when the fingers aren't covering it over. The glass can easily find out and spot codes quite simply. The software can actually get a custom-coded video and recognize the logarithm. So there's a whole article on that. It's pretty scary stuff. I would definitely check this article out and read it. So if you're using your phone or you're using your computer or whatever, and someone's watching you with Google Glasses or they have a smartphone and you're tapping into your smartphone, gotta be careful, gotta be careful. Next article comes from the Times of India. And India certainly does some very interesting things technologically. There's some very astute people there, but this is a kind of an interesting read here. UPTU, website hacked for 7 months, VC unaware. Lucknow, what if the servers of a university are tampered with and its database altered? It would lead to mayhem in the educational setup. Yeah, it would. That's exactly the threat looming over our country's biggest technological educational university, Uttar Pradesh Technical University, called UPTU, whose website and database have been hacked for the last 7 months. Yike. Worse, the university remains in oblivion. And it goes on and tells you all the kinds of things that the hackers have been able to do. And it also goes on to tell you that the university has not a clue that this is going on. If they read the article and watch the Gadget Professor, they will know. So this article is for you. So check that out. It's when you read it, you just shake your head and say, how can this be? But it is. And now, directly to the news of the day, I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised. The Supreme Court rules against Aereo in copyright fight, and actually it wasn't as unanimous a decision as I thought it would be. It was a 6 against Aereo and 3 for Aereo. So essentially what this is, it's a major victory for the television broadcasters. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday ruled against internet streaming service Aereo in a 6-3 decision. The court said that Aereo essentially functions as a cable service and should be subjected to the same kinds of regulations and copyright laws of the broadcast industry. Aereo argued that it was merely functioning as a high-tech antenna service that lets customers watch live TV over the internet. It's a fascinating read, and it brings up some interesting legal questions. The thing that was actually most surprising to me is the 3 dissenting Supreme Court judges. That was very, very shocking to me. And let's see if I can quickly say the judges who were against it. Justices Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas. I was very shocked by those two. And Antonin Scalia. Wow. I did not think he would go on the side of Aereo. But I don't think we're finished with that argument. It will come back again and again and again. You know, it's kind of interesting. The broadcasters, and I don't blame them, want to hold on to what they got. They don't want people rebroadcasting what they put out and having it be free. What I don't understand is how you can legally buy a sling box, okay? Put it on I have this, it's legal, I bought it. And it's made for watching TV when you can't be there. Example, I have a place in Rhode Island. I have a sling box in Rhode Island. I have cable TV in Rhode Island. I am not in Rhode Island. I'm in the studio in Scottsdale, Arizona. I go on my Roku box and click the a Sling application, or easier yet, I go on my web browser on my iPad or whatever it may be, any browser on my PC, my Mac, whatever I have. I just go on the browser and dial into the Sling box back in Rhode Island and just click high def, sit back, and I'm watching the news in Rhode Island just like I was there. Now, I don't understand how that can't be illegal, and Aereo is doing, I think, a very similar thing. So maybe Sling is paying X amount of dollars in royalty. I don't know, and there's a lot of different types of equipment that I could cite that do similar things, so it's an interesting argument. But what's not interesting, or not, it's amusing, is that you take the internet cable companies, Cox's, Verizon, all of them, and they're screaming bloody blue murder that they want to charge people more who use more internet. But meanwhile, you can't watch what you want on the internet because you're violating copyright law, so it gets to be messy. Our next article, it just never ceases to amaze me. Someone invents a great product. I mean a great product. And it works well, and they're in business 2-3 years, and before you know it, boom, they're bought up or they're sold out. And this is exactly what happened to Dropcam. I think I did a review on the Dropcam a couple weeks ago. Dropcam today still is my favorite remote camera. If you want a remote camera that you just literally plug in the wall and hook up in seconds, it's the Dropcam. It has a wide-angle view. It works flawlessly, and I love it. The company was just sold for $555 million, and Nest, N-E-S-T, bought the company. Now, Nest is a good company, and they're typically known for making thermostats. And my problem with the thermostats are, I mean, they'll remember what temperature you want, they'll learn if you want it cool at night or warmer in the day or whatever it is. It has a learning cycle. It knows when it gets to a certain temperature to turn it on, the air conditioning, turn the heat on. You also have an app for the Nest thermostat that you can go on your iPhone or your Android or whatever, and wherever you are in the world, you know, dial in and raise the temperature, lower the temperature, whatever you want to do. That's all fine and well, and it works. But they're so expensive. To me, they're so overpriced. I have no idea what they're going to do with the drop cam. They probably want to get into the security business. My hope is that they don't disrupt the drop cam service that is over the web, which is just a terrific service. And there's a free element of that service. You don't have to pay for monitoring if you don't want. I don't pay for monitoring on my drop cam. And I got to tell you, I love it. So we'll have to keep our eye and see what Nest has in mind. But then again, if someone offered me $555 million, I'd sell too. All right, for all you people out there who are at or near that great retirement age, this is for you. This is free, and it's put out by the AARP.org. And this is a neat article, and you really should read this. It's a retirement calculator, and it asks you, are you saving enough, and how much do you need? So this is totally free. It will be in the show notes. It's at AARP.org. And it's a free retirement calculator, and it goes through a lot of things that you would not normally think about. And again, if you're at that age, this is something you may want to take a peek at. Now, we have another piece of free software today called WizTree. And this is primarily used for a Windows operating system. But did you ever run out of disk space all of a sudden, or things are, you know, starting to work slow, and you realize, wow, I have a 1 terabyte drive, and you know, I'm down to 300 meg. Where is everything? What's taking up the space? Well, this is where WizTree comes in, WizTree 1.07, and it's a free app, and you can load it up, and it will give you a tree, outline, if you will, of what's where and how much space it's taken, and you can deal. WizTree is an excellent small utility application which allows users to quickly find large files on the hard drive. Many tools search through the hard drive and look at each file to determine their size. WizTree works differently by taking information directly from the NTFS master table file, meaning it's almost instant. So pretty cool app. The only thing I will tell you, it's totally free. It works real, real well. If you install it, it very well may pop up as a virus. It's not a virus. There's no spyware. There's no malware. There's nothing on it. It just looks like it's trying to infiltrate something. So you can ignore your virus going crazy and saying, oh my God, you know, the gadget professor recommended WizTree and it's a virus. It's not. Or you could turn off your virus software just for a second or two to load WizTree. I would keep the virus software on and just ignore it when it freaks out, if it does freak out. Some of them may not even know it. Now, this next app is something that everybody needs and should have and hopefully is using. It's, ever have a smartphone and the battery keeps dying on you and it drains out and you're like, what is going on? Well, there's a lot of apps that you have running that you may not even know are running. So this brings us to the Battery Doctor. It's a must-have battery app application. And it's available on both iTunes and the Google Play Store. So if you have the Android or you have the iPhone products, it will work on either, and it is free. And I would check this out. Here's some screenshots. It tells you to optimize the battery if you want, power usage details, charging, remaining time, and all kinds of stuff. You have a lot of variety to choose from in terms of functionality with this app. So, again, it's totally free. Check it out. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to school and we're going to learn about something new. It's called QI, and you would think you would pronounce it QI, but you don't. You pronounce it QI. And we're going to talk about QI right now. What QI is it's an interface standard by the Wireless Power Consortium for inductive electrical power transfer over distances up to 1.6 inches. The QI system comprises of a power transmission pad and a compatible receiver in some type of a portable device. to use the system, the mobile device is placed on top of the power transmission pad, which charges it via resonant inductive computing. Well, let's talk about induction, and I'll make this real simple. Every transformer in the world works electrically by the principle of induction. And there's usually two, there could be more, but there's typically two power transformers, or two wire wraps, if you will, inside a transformer. The primary, which is a bunch of wires wrapped around, and a secondary. And they look exactly the same many times. Sometimes there's more on the receiving than the sending side, but they butt up next to each other. And as electrical current passes through those wires, it actually transfers the electricity from these coiled wires to that coiled wire. So you have an input, which may be 110 volts, and you have an output, which may be 5 volts, 12 volts, whatever it may be. There's a transformer inside there, and all transformers work on the induction principle. So I'll give you another hint. If you are driving by a power cable, and one of these days I'm going to do a whole show on power transmission. It's pretty interesting stuff. But if you ever drive by a power transformer on the pole, and you see that thing has blown open, sometimes people have actually witnessed these things blowing and catching on fire. There's oil inside of that, and the reason there's oil inside of that is to keep those things cool, just like you have oil in your transmission. So if you hear them buzzing, like constant buzz, 60 cycle hum, that is the transformers themselves, the wire windings or the plates. Sometimes they use plates instead of wires inside these transformers. They're coming loose, and that vibration of those plates is what you're hearing. And there's a technical term called hysteresis, or a term called hysteresis loss. And what that means is, instead of putting out the full amount of voltage, because those plates are loose or those wires are loose and they're vibrating, they're not transferring as much power as they should. So that's my deep technical discussion on hysteresis and power transformer and induction, which brings us to the gadget of the day. And right now, Mike's going to switch to camera two. And there you see the Aukey Qi, which is QI, wireless charger. And we'll pick this puppy up right now. We'll go back to camera one. And this is it. This is a wireless charger. There's only one connection. You have a mini USB, and the other end will go into your computer, a USB power adapter, whatever it may be. And the way these work is you plug it in, and now you have a flat surface. Inside here, there are coils, and the 5 volts that's delivered to this coil will, through induction, charge your smartphone. It could be any kind of smartphone, as long as the smartphone has the ability to use the Qi standard, because that's what it's called, QI, Qi. So my Android, my Galaxy S3, is not Qi compatible. So I could essentially put this on there all day long, it won't charge it. My wife's iPhone is not Qi compatible. I could put that there all day long, it won't charge. If you have a phone that has the Qi capability, again, when we first talked about this, you need a transmitter and a receiver. So this transmits the power through induction. And then inside the phone, in the back of the phone, there is a little plate or a little power transformer that will receive the induction, the energy that's induced by this transformer, and actually charge your phone, which means you don't have to stick the wire in. So that's how they work. And they work pretty well, and they're pretty convenient. They come in all sizes, so sometimes you can lay two devices on them and charge like that. That's all there really is to it. Now, interestingly enough, if you can go to the Aukey page, which is aukey.com, you'll see the Aukey T20 QI Qi wireless charger. It's $79. This is the T20. It puts 5 volts out at 1.5 amps, and its output, that's the input. The output is 1,000 milliamps. So the material's plastic, and obviously you can see it's colored. But this Qi-enabled single-position wireless charger creates the perfect charging home for your Qi-enabled device without the wire and its companion wire that's hanging out. With an ion-enabled devices or any device that has the Qi standard, this will charge. So that's pretty it. It's a pretty simple device. It's a pretty handy device. Now, what I found, and this is kind of neat, if you Google Qi wireless receiver kits. It is possible that you can make your iPhone, in this particular case, be able to wirelessly charge. And this is a little device that essentially slips behind the phone case, and you can see it right there. And when you place that in it, you'll now be able to charge it on any Qi device. So if you want to convert your phone, there probably is some type of conversion or back that you could purchase if you want to partake in the Qi technology. Or if you're going to buy a new phone and you don't want to have a cord, you just want to use the inductance transformer, make sure that it's Qi compatible, and every phone that is will tell you that on the manufacturer's specifications. So that's pretty easy. So we do have a code today for you. If you go on to Amazon to buy it, so all you would do is just look up the Aki T20 QI-enabled wireless charger. If you put get 5D off, it will reduce the price. This particular model is $19.99. This one I'm showing you here is $19.99. Call it $20. You'll get it for $15. That's a great buy. But again, you got to use the code GET5D off, and you will get one of these for $15. That's a good deal. And it's Prime shipping, so the shipping is free. So that will do it today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you, Aki, for sending me the products. They actually sent me another product that we'll review next week. It's also pretty cool, and their products are pretty well made, very reasonably priced, and when you use their codes, even save more money. So check that out. I hope you learned a little bit about Qi charging, and I hope that you'll take advantage of using a Qi charger the next time you buy a phone, because it's kind of neat. I'd rather just throw it on top than just plug it in. So there you go. I'll see everybody next week. Have a great 4th of July holiday if I don't see you before. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on the Gadget Professor or would like to appear on the Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.